At airports with operating control towers, approval must be obtained prior to moving an aircraft on the movement area. If you're instructed, for example, to taxi to a particular runway, this is a clearance that you may proceed via taxiways and across runways, but not onto the assigned runway. If you're arriving at an airport where a control tower is in operation and you land there, you're not supposed to change frequency to ground control until directed to do so by the tower. When operating at an airport where the control tower is closed, use the common traffic advisory frequency. The common traffic advisory frequency is the tower frequency at airports with control towers, even when the tower is closed. Common traffic advisory frequency for all the airports are identified on the sectional chart and in the airport facilities directory. If you're operating at an airport that has a control tower and the control tower is closed, and the airport has a flight service station, the flight service station will normally monitor the tower frequency when the tower is closed, and the flight service station will provide traffic advisories. Here's a test question I found with regard to this subject. A non-tower satellite airport within the same class Delta airspace as that designated for the primary airport requires radio communications be established and maintained with the primary airport's control tower. The correct answer is primary airport's control tower. So when you're operating at a satellite airport that's within the same class Delta airspace as that designed for the primary airport, you're required to maintain radio communications with the primary airport's control tower.